Unit 8. Listening. Activity 2.
I'm Peter, and I'm here to talk about my work as a travel writer. It started by chance. I'd been on several short family holidays to Europe, America, Africa. Then, after college, I took any job I could to save money for a few days in Singapore, followed by a six-month trek around Australia on my own, just for fun, but it got me hooked. I couldn't afford to do it in style, but being independent gave me options. I could choose where I stayed or how I travelled. I quickly discovered that the bonus of travelling alone was getting close to the local culture. I hated being what tour companies describe as protected or sheltered, but I feel is narrow-minded. After that, I checked out possibilities of travelling for a living, and a friend suggested travel writing. I found writing courses, promising a life of leisure, free travel and non-stop holidays after qualifying. It sounded ideal, and at the time I was excited by the concepts, but I was probably immature. Once I actually became a writer, I discovered that, like anything in life, you must work hard and have a bit of luck. Rather than diving in at the deep end by writing books, I decided articles would be the simplest way in. Being a rookie travel writer is hard. You can only spend a short time in a city or resort, but you must learn everything about it. Consequently, you rush from restaurant to hotel, attraction to scenic landmark, making copious notes to expand into something coherent. Even after I got into what I call real travel writing, it's an uncertain way to earn a living. The biggest downside is there's no salary. Plus, you often have to pay for expenses up front, and it can be months before a book's published and you get any royalties. It's a competitive world, and every casual traveller imagines they can make a contribution. Editors are swamped with stuff sent on spec by those hoping to pass on their own unique observations, but visiting an out-of-the-way destination and writing about it is no guarantee of publication. That's why many write online blogs instead. It offends me how travel blogs are often just a way for people to vent their frustrations about their unpleasant journey or experience. A real travel writer filters out personal details. Readers want to know your reaction to a place, not whether you were ill. They have to like and trust you, and through you, engage with the place itself. That's where your skill comes in. Ultimately, successful communication far outweighs your enthusiasm for travel or anything else. If you're considering becoming a travel writer, think about why you want to do it and be prepared for hardships. Sure, you need to be curious and perceptive, with an eye for the quirky and unusual, but that's not enough. Develop your own style and primarily never ignore feedback, wherever it comes from. Oh, and meet deadlines or you'll get a reputation for tardiness.